Okay. There is something that's been on the mind of myself, and I think anybody who has the sensitivity towards Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, and that is that their Achenu Bnei Yisrael have in many ways disappointed us in certain actions and certain behaviors that were very, very different than the guidance that we were getting from Gedolei Torah, which includes Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Neman Sal Shlita. Rav Tversky Shlita has been very, very, very clear. And one of my dear Talmidim in Ramat Beit Shemesh asked me, how are we supposed to deal and relate to Jews who acted in ways that we can't understand and we can't agree with? And the topic is a very, very painful topic. And I am not going to in any way play the role that I am entirely incapable of, and that is someone who is a manhig, except I'm just talking to the Talmidim that I speak to every Thursday night. And I just want to not even dare to supplement, I can't, what Rav Tversky Shlita has already said. Rav Chesky just sent me that there was another important thing that Rav Tversky just said. But I want to deal with, in other words, our manhigim have already spoken. And I'll outline towards the end, just to repeat the points that, if they need to be emphasized for the Talmidim that haven't heard it. But I want to deal with this Talmud's question. And that is, how do we deal with the fact that there are sometimes Achenu Bnei Yisrael who really, really disappoint us, and we can't understand that? And our Rabbeim have told us that not only is their approach wrong, but it even constitutes something as chomor as Chil Hashem. I want to go to a Masorah that isn't necessarily naturally ours. I want to go to a sicha of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrona Livracha on this week's parsha. Lubavitcher Rebbe, who is mashpia on so many of us, but often people think of the Rabbeim that I just mentioned as not being part of that same strain. But I'm sure that they, or I would imagine that they definitely agree with what I'm going to say tonight. And I ask Mechila if I'm going to go a little bit longer than I usually do, but I think that this is important. The Rebbe points out that when Shem and Yafes leave Noach, the pasuk says Upneim Achoranis, that their backs were towards their father. And then the pasuk repeats again, Ve'ervas Avim Loiro. Now it's obvious if their backs were towards their father, then they didn't see anything. Why, the Rebbe Zichrona Livracha asks, does the Torah HaKadosh repeat Ve'ervas Avim Loiro? What's the emphasis? Ve'ervas Avim Loiro. And the Rebbe Zichrona Livracha in Shnas Tavshin Chav Vav used it as an opportunity to discuss one of the most important yesoidos of the Baal Shem Tov Zechusa Yogan Aleinu. And the Baal Shem Tov said, Kol ma she'odom roye oishoymeya, ha'ira hi ba'avoidosai. Anything that a person hears or sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them experience, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to notice that and realize something about themselves. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov famously played on the Mishnah in Negoim, Kol ha'negoim odom roye chutz mi nigei atzmai, a person doesn't see his own chisronos, Ulachain haderech lahavi es adam liyidias hachisrono shelo. In order for a person to see their own chisronos, hu al yidei sheyazminu loy l'roisam bizulasai, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals those chisronos of others. We notice their chisronos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have to work on that ourselves. We have to work on that ourselves. And the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha asked, wait a second, how is that consistent with the motif? I guess it's not 10 minute Musar tonight, this is definitely 10 minute Chassidus. The Rebbe said, how is it that this consistent with the motif of Chassidus that says that we're supposed to go out and care and teach and at times even rebuke? Yes, Chassidus also includes rebuke. But if we notice the Chisaron, the Rebbe asked, so then that means the Chisaron is in us, is not in them. You hear the kasha, Rebbe Osai? It's a very strong kasha. By the way, before we go on about this kasha, this phenomenon of noting chisronos in others, and those chisronos are really our own, Rabbi Yamin Steinman shared with me this great story about a high school reunion. A woman describes her name as Alice Smith. She was sitting in the waiting room for her first appointment at a dentist, and she noticed that this dentist's diploma, he had a name that sounded really, really similar to something that she had remembered from the past. In fact, the name was the same fellow that she had gone to school with 40 years ago. But when she saw the guy, when she went into the office to get her teeth done, she thought, there's no way that this is the same guy that she went to school with 40 years ago. He was balding, he's a gray-haired man with a deeply lined face. But you know what? I figured I'd ask him if he attended Morgan Park High School. And he beamed and he said, yes, I'm a Mustang. When did you graduate? I asked him. In 1959. Sure enough, that was the guy that she remembers. You were in my class. She looks at this old guy from 40 years ago. And then the dentist looks at her and he says, I don't remember you. What did you teach? Sometimes, what's really going on inside of ourselves, the Baal Shem Tov said, is really something that is about us that we haven't noticed. But the Baal Shem Tov's kasha is a good kasha. The kasha is, but how is that consistent with the theme that we've seen before? That we're supposed to go out, notice, and give, and teach, and rebuke. To answer this question, the Baal Shem Tov pointed out that there is another Gemara that relates to this week's Parsha that everybody, almost everybody here, is learning. And that's the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in this week's Parsha, that the Gemara points out that Chazal used the term of a person speaking in a way that is Nikiya and not a way that is Tameh. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, if you look carefully in the Gemara doesn't give examples of a case in where the Pasuk says it's Tameh. In an instance where the Pasuk says it's Tameh, there the Gemara doesn't speak about. Rather, the Gemara speaks about a specific phenomenon. The Gemara describes an event. How, if the event was Mishkav, if the event was an event that was one that connotates Tameh, or the event was an event that doesn't connotate Tameh. And therefore, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, of course, we're supposed to use the word Tameh. If something is Tameh, we need to call it Tameh. If there's a Chilul Hashem, then Rav Twersky Shlita has to describe it as a Chilul Hashem. And the achrayus for the manhigim and the talmidim is to repeat The achrayus of the Talmidim is to repeat what our manhigim are saying. And if Rav Nevinzal said that you can't daven in a shul where there's no minyan in a shul that doesn't keep the rules of Corona, then you're not allowed to daven in that shul. And if Rav Miller says, whether we understand it or not, that this is the way the Beis HaMedrash is supposed to run, then that's the way the Beis HaMedrash is supposed to run. But there's a difference, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, between labeling something versus defining the person. There's a difference between giving the psak halacha and then, and let me read the Rebbe's words because he said it so beautifully. Omnam im be'esh shomea mehaloi toiv shel zulasai. When our rabbeim have to point out to us that there's a chisaron in someone else, he doesn't only see the action. He defines his friend in that manner. So then in such a case, then the Torah says, that is a lashon that's lo nekiya. Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's the answer is the question of the double lashon. The double lashon is not only ufneim achoranis ervas ave avihem lo ra'u. There's a responsibility not only for what we see, but it's also in terms of how we define the person, how we define that individual. And that's the answer to that question of the Talmud from Ramat Beit Shemesh. When we see Achenu Bnei Yisrael making terrible mistakes, that doesn't diminish 1 ounce of love that we have for them. Just like if, God forbid, a brother or a sister of ours does something terrible, and we make a judgment that we're supposed to make, that's tameh, but the love that we have, the care for what we only have one family, and that's Achenu Bnei Yisrael, even those in which we differ with totally. And we have to label it a Chilul Hashem. And we have to strongly disagree, and we can't go into their shuls. But at the end of the day, doesn't take away any ounce of our brotherhood and our sisterhood. Not an ounce. And all the chiyuvim of our revus, and all the fact that we would have to take, in certain instances, al pi halacha, a bullet for them, etc., etc., all of those things still apply. So we strongly disagree. We strongly disagree with those individuals in the sense that they've had the chutzpah, the audacity, to ignore v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem, to have the haughtiness that they think that they know better than the experts. We have a theological disagreement with them. We have a theological disagreement that there are some who have diminished halacha and have claimed in the name of Kabbalah that they have a greater war than they're fighting than anything that halacha says. That they say that they're fighting a war of light versus darkness, which is a struggle of neshama, as opposed to the struggle of a goof. I'm quoting from unfortunately a Rosh Yeshiva. And therefore, they made a decision that's more important than the shamos of Klal Yisrael than the gufim of Klal Yisrael. Yes, there's a Rosh Yeshiva that said that. And we're mocha against it. Rav Tversky didn't mention this, so I'm mentioning it. We're mocha against the sense of musr, the sense of achrayis for an entire community, for an entire country. We're mocha on the Chilul Hashem, the Chilul Hashem of the distortion of what Torah is about. I come from Hasidim. I never, ever, ever heard this type of language before. Never. The haughtiness in Chutz La'aretz to say, no one's going to tell us what to do. The haughtiness to say, think that we could presume the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu above what Halacha says. And finally, Rav Twersky Shlita mentioned the inability of the individuals to say, and even manhigim, that we made a mistake. That in Nisan Tavshin Pei, there were many of us, Bitim on Levav, that didn't know what the right thing was, and we made mistakes. One of the definitions of a magefa, one of the definitions of a plague, one of the definitions in the Tochacha is timon levav, is confusion. So here's our answer to that Talmud's question. We don't compromise in an iota of what's clear to us from what our Rabbeim said. When we disagree with a sibling when it comes to MS, our stance is uncompromising. But at the same time, in no way does that come in the place of the way in which our relationship was formed and is formed. In no way do we do anything else except describe that the maisim are wrong. Now, Rabosa, if you internalize this, and with this I conclude, if you internalize this, you're going to be a better parent as well. Because an individual who has the ability to have tremendous love and tremendous care for another person, yet does not sacrifice one iota of what MS is a true parent, is a true an individual who truly loves somebody else. The ability, in the terms of mechanchim, I think I've heard this also in the name of psychologists, when your child does something wrong, to be able to tell them what you did was wrong. It wasn't emes, it was sheker. To label the maisa, but not to label them. Our responsibility now, during this divisive time, during this time of Simon Levav, is for us to say unequivocally what was done was wrong, and I strongly disagree. But at the same time, to label the maisa and not to label the people. Because chas v'chalil, if we don't get used to doing that, then what's going to happen is that we're going to divide ourselves in a way that's irreparable. People can do tshuva, even on things that seem to be that we have such different perspectives, such different world perspectives. Our responsibility is not only upneim achoranis, but our responsibility is ervas aveim lo ro. Not only in terms of the maisa, but in terms of how we define who they are and what they are. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov taught us that if we notice somebody, and not simply notice the maisa, but we notice a chisaron in them, then the Baal Shem Tov says we have to look inside and say, wait a second, maybe that chisaron is inside of me as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to mekadesh shem shemayim, to have clear our perspective in Avodas Hashem, yet at the same time to maintain the Avas Yisrael that is absolutely so necessary during this period of time. We should be zeiche to ha'emes v'hashalom oyavoy.